Sinead O'Connor, 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the best mix in the morning show and coffee talk for Thursday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Toast Day, National Chili Day, National Clam Chowder Day, and National Chocolate Covered Nut Day. Perhaps don't try all those things together. Seems quarantining has changed our bathroom boundaries. With couples spending so much time at home together, bathroom boundaries have been pretty much, well, flushed. A new OnePoll survey found that the average American couple has 6 conversations a month while one of them is on the toilet. No thanks. Creamy or crunchy peanut butter? Seems that crunchy peanut butter lovers are more optimistic than their creamy peanut butter counterparts. A survey commissioned by Jif found that 63% of those who prefer crunchy peanut butter describe themselves as optimists, compared to 56% of those who prefer creamy peanut butter. Crunchy peanut butter fans are also more extroverted and more likely to be night owls. Creamy peanut butter fans tended to be early birds and more introverted. And there are plenty of great stories about bad tattoos, but this one might take the cake. A TikToker asked people to share their stories of their unfortunate tattoos when a user responded, "I win," and she pretty much did. She says, "I got this tattoo. I wanted it for a couple of years. The saying basically means, like, be true to yourself and real and not pretending to be something that you're not." Sounds pretty normal, right? Well, the message wasn't the problem. The timing was the issue. She got the tattoo on March 4th of last year, just as the coronavirus was unfolding around the country. The saying she got inked on her forearm says, "Courageously and radically refuse to wear a mask." She says she's been wearing long-sleeve shirts all year to hide it, seeing as how it has a new context. That is Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.